Aloha, Interbet Podcast for the Saturday meeting on the 15th of August at Kenilworth. First race, 12:27. Maiden plate, fillies and mares. Please just check the actual distance and the configuration, because what happened midweek is only races over 1,000 meters were staged down the straight course. 1,200 meter races were pushed around the bend over 1,250 meters. So that does make a big, big difference. In the first, On the Wings of a Dove has got the best form. Captain's Elect is liable to improve. Red Flag has got reasonable enough credentials. Victoria Cross is one that should also come forward from its debut efforts. Look at the betting on African Kingfisher, a Kingman filly out of same jurisdiction, who was a high-class mare. And perhaps Ivana, also nicely bred guinea out of Canferatus, may do a little bit better. But then lots of question marks in the opener. The second race is an A stakes, difficult to decipher. Empire State's got a speed figure of 99. The US of A, speed figure of 104. Dumbledore, 103. Wintersnap, 97 plus. Dance Variety, 103. Dream World, a 92 plus 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 with the blinkers going on. Not really sure what to make of things here. Fast Train could be dangerous, running off a very low weight and drawn towards the inside. Sugar Mountain is the class horse. It has a very clear edge on official ratings, but is not really a sprinter. So again, a little bit bewildering, but we can, I think, approach race three with more confidence. Chinwag, good run to Grapes of Wrath in the Iridescent Stakes and steady prior form. Should go very close. His odds on to win a maiden plate for fillies and mares over 1,600 meters. The danger is Golden Shimmer, who looks to have scope, is a very well-bred Rafif filly. Ibtim Bindi, My Sunshine, Cocoa Beach might just improve to be in the frame, but on exposed form, Chinwag has a distinct winning chance in race three. Fourth race, open maiden, 1,800 meters. Another betting opportunity here, Born to Master for Robbie Barrett. Done exceedingly well since starting out on his own. He's got a high percentage strike rate. He's improving horses. Born to Master woke up dramatically, went back at long odds, first run for the stable, went just missing to ready for the road. And on finishing fractions, Born to Master holds Master on the Moon and Oh Fellow. And thus is the selection at odds of around 7-2. Race five is a tricky one. It's over 1,800 meters and the speed ratings are closely clustered. Superhero is a 90. Lifling rates a few points shy. Ozzy Rossi's a 90. Walloa Yamoni's in the high 80s. No significant rating for Royal Celeb. Fort Liam, 93. Bourbon King, 94. Baton Rouge, 93, and April Fool's Day, 91. So you can see there's not much to distinguish between them at all. If forced to make a pick, I'd probably go with Bourbon King, who's improved big time in blinkers and comes in off a career peak rating. But I have great respect for Baton Rouge, who ought to run well under circumstances that suit it. Hard race, I think exotic players may need to load up. It's jackpot one, leg one, obviously part of the pick six, the PA, the bipot, and it's a tough one. Sixth race, I think another betting opportunity here, Mon Papillon, who was incredibly stiff in a rough race behind Money Extractor last time and got a nice figure when rushing home behind the highly rated Before Sunrise at the end of June. Little Nimbus is in the mix as well, but for a slight filly has been set to carry 63 kilograms. La Patrona is also in the mix on that Money Extractor form line, who reopposes, but Money Extractor got given a perfect steer by Michaela Michelle when going all the way in that July run, when bad things were happening to nearly all of her rivals. Peace Garland could maybe get into the mix as well, but Mar Papillon, Ashton Aries for Paul Reeves, who's got some live runners on the day, is selected to win race six. Seventh race is over 1,000 meters. This is a tricky one. Palace Gift would be a threat, especially seeing that it's drawn low, which seems to be the answer down the straight course. Winter Pirate has excellent juvenile form. If behaving himself is what a winter colt can get into the fray. Earn the Weekend showed signs of significant improvement, first run after arrest and gelding. Look to include that one. Champagne Castle has got the top speed figure, which she earned when pulverizing Red Spice, but her subsequent starts have been nowhere near that level. So not quite sure what to make of the Rafif filly for Snaith Racing. Kelp Forest would also be a chance on the All About Owl form line. Hard race this, another spread leg. In the eighth, it's also competitive sprint. Class 3 Flying Findy is dependable and seems sure to run well. All About Owl is a paragon of consistency despite being a 9-year-old. Pink Pigeon has got excellent course and distance form. Oliver should be running on late. One Liner has run some nice races down the Kenilworth straight course, North Point. On back form would be a chance. Unbel D on its most recent defeat of King Regent would be a chance if everything is back on track. However, the horse that I'm going to promote is Magical Place. I put this one on my horse to follow list when it glided past Flying Finley in April. It was its first run after gelding. They met at levels and just took over with consummate ease. Has duffed it subsequently on soft ground and then had no real chance from a wide draw at Durbanville when they tried to settle it and it got hung out on the bend, but it closed with alacrity, 21.9 seconds for the final 400. I think this is a potentially very, very smart sprinter. If things go its way, Under Murray from draw two gets the right setup. Magical Place looks like a live each way contender at 8-1. And then the last race is a 1,000 meter D stakes. A rather modest affair. Williams Woman and Ruby Rex would be chances drawn towards the inside. But Peace of Mind is the one that appeals. She got a nice figure last time. It was interesting that since the trainer switched, that the blinkers were removed. She settled comfortably, recorded a nice speed figure, certainly good enough for this class level, and that was a fluent win. Now, if she's able to repeat that, interestingly, a claiming apprentice has been put on to offset the rise of the weights. If he judges things nicely, then Peace of Mind might yet again be able to win. Crazy one at the bottom of the boards that is worthy of inclusion on back form is one of Paul Reeves's entries, Love Shack, the captain of All Mare, ridden by comeback kid Ashton Aries. Hopefully you can put things together well and give your Interbet account a boost, finding a few winners